Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
35 minutes away from your trip to Florida with a fun Florida trivia. Just got to get it right.
Fun Florida fact.
That's JC. Right, Big Al Mack. It is a fact as well, but it's also trivia. So we're both right, I think. Our TVs, or a lot of TVs, are going to have this song on.
All weekend.
All weekend long.
Are you still watching? Yes, I'm still watching I Have No Life.
Yeah. Now, I can't binge watch the way I would love to binge watch Stranger Things.
Why? Just, you have a life?
Because I can't start watching it till late at night. And so I'll watch maybe one or two episodes. But Stranger Things Season 2 is back, and they added an after show.
Okay.
So the season's going to be longer than the first. There's a ninth episode this time, and yesterday Netflix announced that there's going to be an after show. It's going to be kind of like AMC's The Walking Dead after show, The Talking Dead. It's going to be called Beyond Stranger Things, and it's going to be a roundtable discussion.
If Chris Harrison's hosting, I'm not watching.
No, me neither.
I don't care.
Who's hosting?
Chris, I don't know. I said, if Chris Harrison's hosting,
he's
not watching.
He's not hosting it. Okay. But it's going to be set up around a Dungeons & Dragons board game, which is what they play on Stranger Things. It's going to have the show's creators, the executive producer, and a bunch of writers and cast members joining
them. Okay, I can do that. Okay.
All seven episodes will also hit Netflix today. That's already up for you. But we heard that you should watch the entire season before you watch the after show. Because there will be some spoilers in this one.
Oh, so, that's a good tip.
So don't ruin it. Don't go episode one and then
binge.
Yeah, binge watch and then watch the after show.
I've heard that this season, they say the first season was more like Spielberg.
Yeah.
And this season's more like Stephen King. They say this is much darker and scarier, which excites me.
And when you get done with season two, Beyond Stranger Things is what's going to start playing. So they already set it up for you, so you're ready to go.
Okay.
Exciting. Yeah. Very exciting. We'll see what goes on.
Will they ask strangers things?
That's what we're wondering. That's why we brought Justin in here.
Yes.
Because since Stranger Things is dropping today, we decided to have Justin go out on the streets.
Yes, be creepy like a Demogorgon.
You sound like one of those things in The Descent.
Yeah, something.
So
yeah. Can you do your best Demogorgon sound, Jenna?
No.
Are you inhaling or exhaling?
Inhaling. Yeah.
You got inhaling.
That sounded like a burp.
Yeah. I think I'll throw up if I do that. I just started my Prilosec this morning. I'll try it.
You got to practice, though.
Yeah. I got to get rid of the heartburn first.
So, you went out on the streets and you talked about Stranger Things, the TV show?
In honor of Stranger Things Season 2, went out to talk to some strangers and ask them some things.
Yes.
You're a stranger. I don't know anything about you, so I'm going to ask you some strange things. What's the strangest thing you've ever put in your mouth?
I've put a scorpion in my mouth.
Oh, rabbit, you put a rabbit? A live rabbit?
Well, no. I mean, I've eaten.
Oh, so it's cooked.
I've eaten, right? Yeah.
There's this milk, and it's this orange cream flavored milk. It's not bad, but it's not great.
When we were younger on our grandparents' farm, we used to make mud pies, and I don't ever know what was in the mud pie, but we would eat it.
What is the strangest thing you've seen on the internet?
Oh, a girl lifting up her eyelid and it's infected and that pus comes out.
This thing called the Pain Olympics.
Okay.
It's basically people trying to hurt themselves and have you heard of it? Yeah, it's basically people trying to hurt themselves and withstand the pain. They will flay themselves, they will chop off certain parts of themselves,
Oh no. You watch them do this?
For a second and then I had to click away.
Maggots in a person.
Where?
Everywhere.
Just all over the body?
Inside, they get sores, and especially if they're homeless, flies will just come on and lay eggs and they'll grow maggots inside themselves.
What is the strangest thing that's ever happened to you?
I have a scar on my arm, and it was from a cyst. This one was eating my bone marrow.
Oh my God.
And I broke it climbing a slide. They had to actually scrape bone marrow from my hip into my arm to make it feel better. So now I actually have a dent in my hip.
I helped deliver a baby. I was going over to watch the baby's older sibling while the parents went to the hospital and they didn't make it in time. So baby came at the apartment on the floor.
This girl just ran up, kissed me, ran away. I don't know her name. Don't know if she stayed in my dorm or what.
Now, did you want another kiss or were you fine with just that one?
I would have gone for another.
Now, what is the strangest dream you've ever had?
I would have to say I was pregnant, and when I had the baby, it had the face of a pug.
I was pregnant. I think I woke up out of fear.
When I was little, I watched It and the Leprechaun movie and, Chucky. So I always had this vivid dream of me in my cafeteria wearing my onesie, you know, and as an adult, I still have this picture in my adult body. Yeah. And so I have them sitting in another table far off, all three of them just hanging out, eating, and then they start throwing cheese at me.
What is the strangest noise you've ever heard?
I'm going to say the strangest one for me is a cockroach hissing. It's like...
Dolphin. Somebody stopped breathing in their sleep.
How does that sound?
Oh, this is actually really sad. My sister has a cat, and he got a baby bunny, and the scream, baby bunnies scream when they're getting hurt.
Aww. Like it's like, wah.
No, just a really high-pitched scream. Eee. Yeah, like that.
Oh. Can you do that noise real quick, though?
You did really well, eee. Sounding like the bunny.
Probably the sound of a squirrel.
Attacking you?
Attacking you.
What does it sound like?
I don't even know, like,
My sister running from the squirrels.
How did that sound?
I can't.
One more time.
I can't do it. I don't know.
I don't know what's stranger than that. Strange answers, right? Yeah.
Yes. Scorpion in the mouth, maggots growing in the body.
Let's not repeat that.
Wow.
Some people have seen some strange things.
Yeah,
you
know.
You can't unsee the Pain Olympics, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
You looked up the Pain Olympics?
Don't
watch
it. I know when I say don't, now you're going to do that, you're going to regret it, let me tell you.
I'm going to look it up.
I'm not.
I'm good without
it. I'm too curious. I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
People cutting off body parts?
No, thank you.
Serious?
Oh, yes. I don't. Well, I know, but I can't
help it. What do you win? Just the honor of being the one that can
You actually lose a lot.
Yeah.
But what do you win? Is it a medal?
I don't think it's a real 10 seconds. I don't think it's a real Olympics. I think it's just people just hurting themselves.
Yeah. That's some bad stuff on the net.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that though. Talking some to people about strange things.
Yeah, I know, right? At night at Walmart, you'll find the most interesting people.
Everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
You just have to ask.
Yeah.
That's
know?
That's true.
Speaking of Stranger Things, I saw this article. So I was reading 17 magazine at the doctor's office. Research for the show.
You still go to a pediatrician.
They were talking about the most binge-watched shows in like 24 hours. And we would all think Stranger Things would be the number one, right? Because Netflix is super popular on Netflix. Probably the most popular show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Stranger Things, House of Cards. No. Turns out the one that's most binge-watched is Gilmore Girls. Isn't that weird?
Really?
Yes, Gilmore Girls.
Never seen an episode. But have y'all seen any of the episodes on Stranger Things season
two
yet?
Not
no. Anybody?
No. Maybe I'm asleep.
I'm going to wait. And so, well, Justin, we're not going to be able to watch it tonight.
No.
We got Halloween.
You guys got
you're
a party.
My plus one.
And I'm traveling, so I won't be able to watch it.
Did y'all do that costume thing, Jenna, back here? Did Justin get his costume so that you could fix it?
I got paid today, so I'm going to go get it today. Today's payday.
He's coming over at 3 o'clock, and that's when we're going to start making our costume for an 8 p.m. party.
Right. All right.
Yes.
Oh, Justin.
Today's payday.
Your procrastination.
You guys check it out.
Also, Tuesday is Halloween, so we all should dress up.
Yeah, right.
For the show?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, I'm going to wear something.
Yeah, I'm going to wear something, too, so get dressed up, Big Al.
Definitely.
I will if Kelly does.
Yeah.
That's my way out of it.
And I will if Kelly does and Al does.
You could at least put on a witch hat.
Oh. I've done that before.
Yeah, wear that sweater with the witch hat.
Just accessorize.
Yeah.
A scary accessory.
Boom. Yeah.
My bloody eye isn't scary enough.
I know, that's good. Ooh.
Kelly's got bloody eye.
Yeah.
We'll bring Justin back in here in about an hour for his Post Malone interview.
Yeah.
I'll be saucing on
you. You guys talk about some strange things there?
Probably. Yeah, we sure did.
Post is a weird dude, right?
He was cool weird. He's cool weird.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We hope you're having a great Friday so far.
Friday!
We got more show coming up. Trip a day. Fun facts in less than 10 minutes. You answer it right, you get to go to Florida. Showbiz Top 5 in about 35 minutes. Kelly Raspberry will catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood. She's working hard on it, too.
My best.
And our Post Malone interview in about an hour. Part-time Justin got to interview him backstage. And we all know Post Malone's always down to have a good time, and so is Justin. So that should be very interesting.
All right.
But right now, it's about what Jenna and what she likes. Jenna Owens, what are you into this week?
No gifts for you guys this week.
Oh, you.
I'm sorry. I know you look forward to a snack, some kind of healthy snack.
Yeah.
The brownies last week were delicious.
They were.
Good. I'm so glad. Yes, that was with the reishi mushroom. I've had a lot of people ask me about that. I have a website called Bittish, and I put like a bunch of mushroom powders because people can't seem to find them in some of their grocery stores. So if you want, you can go there and check it out. But this week, let's start with a song. I'm in a little bit of an electronic music phase, but not the hardcore EDM, the more like listenable as you're driving with a good beat.
The Cruise?
Yes, the cruise electronic. Cruise
EDM. Yeah.
And this artist is named Elderbrook. His actual name is Alexander. And I love this song. It's called Talking. You have it, Trey? I like chill electronic music.
It's like what you have in a lounge at the, you know, when you go to a lounge.
Yeah, but I find you can listen to it. It's a little poppy electronic. You can listen to it when you're working out, when you're driving around, going to work. Sometimes when I'm cleaning.
Hey.
But that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
Yeah, so this whole album's actually great. Elderbrook is the name of this, though, this artist.
Okay.
And that song's called Talking. JC, did you see that one of the artists I featured recently has been everywhere?
NF. NF is... He blew up.
He's the Christian rapper.
Yeah.
We didn't even know he was Christian.
They say, I guess he doesn't consider himself a Christian rapper. He says he's a clean rapper.
Clean, right. I know. It's kind of one of those things when you go, I haven't heard a swear word from a rapper. That's pretty rare, right. You know? Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of rappers, I found a cool gift. This is when this starts, and I know that we haven't hit Halloween yet, but it's time to kind of start looking around for cool gifts.
Okay.
And if someone in your life, I know almost everyone in my life loves them some rap music or has a favorite rapper.
Shout out.
There is this line of pillows in the shape of rappers' heads. It's called, I can't really say the word, but soft butt wrappers, but not the word butt. Soft.
Got it.
Right.
Soft blank rappers. So you got Drake crying. You got Kanye. You got Gucci Mane. Chance the Rapper. ASAP Ferg.
Cool.
You got ASAP Rocky. I should say 21 Savage. There's a Rihanna in there. Nope. This is just the website Soft Butt Rappers, but it's not the word butt. It's the other three letter word.
The safest way to have a rapper in your bed.
Word. I can't count. Yes. Yeah, so get a rapper in your bed. Really cute gift idea.
Or
I would love this.
A sofa pillow. An accent pillow.
Yeah.
I like those a lot.
Okay. And in just a second, I'm going to tell you what to get to save your life for all these women out there that like to exercise outside. But a big trend that started last winter. Growing up, my mom used to dress me in velvet outfits around the holidays, and I hated it. I hated those velvet outfits, the Christmas dresses. I look back at photos, and it's so funny how things come full circle. I wouldn't fit in those outfits anymore, but last fall and winter, velvet was a big high-end fashion trend. Mm-hmm. But that means this year it's coming back again, and you can get it more affordably. So velvet dresses, and you think, well, I'm too old to wear velvet, right? No, velvet pantsuits, velvet. I just got a velvet blazer in bold colors. Velvet's a huge trend, and I have a couple websites for you to go find velvet. I talk a lot about ASOS.com, ASOS.com. It's a British retailer. I found a velvet dress on there for like $35, and
I'm glad.
I love it. There's this. I'm glad.
I'm glad velvet's coming back.
I know. Well, you work. I have a velvet couch. I have a lot of velvet going on. I think velvets can be sexy. People like to. Well, in this
touch
world
it.
That we live in, you might not like that, but yes, I wore a velvet blazer yesterday. People are like wanting to touch it and feel it.
That's my thing.
I
can't help it.
It's a sexy way you can be covered, but it's really good for the holiday. And Pretty Little Things is this website that's really taken off because they have celebrities do capsule collections, and Kourtney Kardashian's just came out yesterday. Oh. They have very affordable velvet on there, but it's called Pretty Little Things. You might look at it and be like, some of this stuff's a little sexy,
yeah,
but it's very affordable. If you need a party dress for a holiday party, I would say go to Pretty Little Things. PLT.
You were ahead of the game because you wore velvet like a few years ago at Nick's wedding.
Yeah.
And everybody was making fun of you.
Yeah, dude,
he's ahead of his time.
I've been wearing velvet a long time, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom is kind of like yours, Jenna, dressed me up in velvet.
Yeah.
Oh, for years. I remember growing up wearing velvet.
I used to hate on my mom for it, and now velvet's made a huge comeback. Okay, what's up,
Nico? I had some gold velvet pants. Holy moly, they were the bomb.
That's too far.
And we had to wear uniform when I went to St. Mark's, but one day I messed up. And wore my gold velvet pants because I just want to show out in front of all the white kids. They sent me home. But,
too sexy.
You're too sexy,
Al. You're too sexy. Too touchable. Hey, I have a lot of weddings to go to, and what do you wear to like a winter wedding? And
velvet.
A velvet dress is perfect.
Okay.
It'll take you through the holidays.
I was at a festival once. And
what
I remember
kind of festival? Oh, a music festival.
A music festival, and there's this girl wearing a velvet shirt or something, and I remember there was like three dudes just laying around her, just petting her.
It is the season of touching clothes because we wear like furry stuff. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So women, how can you save your own lives?
Yes.
I'm not trying to be this paranoid person, but we've heard a lot of stories in the news about female joggers being out and horrible things. Really fit women. Horrible things have happened to them when they're out running alone. I don't love to run outside, but I walk my dog and there's pepper spray, but this is an affordable device. Very practical that I think maybe every woman who lives alone, or if you work out outside or you go on walks outside, you should get this. It is called Tiger Lady.
Tiger Lady.
It is just a small handheld device. We're going to put a picture up on Kid TV.
Like brass knuckles.
So it goes around your wrist like a little strap, and it's just a little piece of foam and plastic, and so you can just hold it. You know when you run, you kind of have a loose fist.
Yeah.
I don't know what your hands look like when everyone runs, but that's kind of what you do. You kind of have a loose fist going on. So these claws, there's three claws that when you squeeze it, they pop out. So if something happens to you.
Like Wolverine.
Yeah, so those claws aren't always out. But yeah, you just can run. It's very lightweight. You just hold that in your hand. Huh. And yeah, they say that this company just created this recently, and the claws are meant to capture DNA from your assailant. Like, you don't have to see him to ID him, is their slogan. And so, I know it's kind of a scary thing, but it's $34, and you can keep it in your purse, and then you get DNA. You're just, I don't know. I'm a single woman. I'm always alone. Like, going to the grocery store, doing stuff. Like, it's not a bad idea to have this.
Even in my new house that I just moved into, like, this morning, it's so quiet.
It's scary, Big Al?
It's scary quiet. Like, I find myself looking around like I got to start packing or something.
Well, it's got to be weird. Wasn't it quiet in your apartment because you lived in an apartment? And it was...
Yeah, but I mean, that's a controlled environment.
Okay, you
know,
I got
an apartment building, and I'm way, you know.
I was real scared moving to a house for the first couple weeks I lived there.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, this is just something for the girls out there.
Right. What was it called again?
Tiger Lady.
Tiger Lady.
Tiger Lady.
TigerLady.com is the website. They're not paying me. I just came across this product last week.
I've heard it advertised on the radio.
Yeah, so those little claws are meant to, it will hurt them and get DNA, which is...
Yeah, you fight, ladies.
You fight.
Claw.
You don't ever let them take you from point A to point B. That is the last thing.
And keep screaming.
When I see girls fitter than me that turn up dead, I'm like, this is, you need something.
Right.
You need something
to
scare. You always think it won't happen to you, but if it does, you can protect yourself.
All right,
we'll put a link to those so you can check them out. Thanks, Jenna, for That's What I Like.
Welcome.
Go get me some velvet
JC,
pants.
JC, now do we get to hear...
What?
Gosh, I'm just going to keep bugging you. Never mind. I just want to hear what happened to your leg.
Oh, my dermatologist appointment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you about that coming up.
And have you decided if you're going to play guitar at your aunt's wedding?
Funeral.
Breaking news on that one as well. I'll tell you guys about those next. And we also got to give away this trip to Florida.
Okay.
We have today's fun Florida fact. If you answer this question correctly, we will send you to Florida with a friend. Okay. And this one's tough. I didn't get this one.
Mm.
The question is, Disney has more than 43 what in Florida? Disney, the theme park, has more than 43 what in Florida? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, we'll give you that trip, and I'll tell you what's going on with my bumpy leg.
Are you
going
to die?
I'll tell you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A plane taking off right there.
It is.
Headed off to Florida. You could be on that plane if you answer the trivia question correctly. The question was, Disney has more than 43 what in Florida? And we asked you to give us a call and give us your answers. Whoever gets it right gets to go on this trip. We'll kick it off here with you, Kim. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. Hopefully you got this question right. The question is, Disney has more than 43 what in Florida?
Gift shops.
I would.
Well, that,
well
that
I bet they have a lot more than that.
More than that in one park.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah, there might be that.
Yeah, that in the lobby of the hotel.
Solid answer.
43.
Solid answer, but that's not what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks for playing, baby.
Boy, if you leave Disney World without buying something from a gift shop, you have Will of Steel.
It's like, yeah, I mean, they're all over the place.
I know one thing you won't buy is chewing gum. They do not sell it on
Broadway.
Do not
sell it at Disney World. That's right.
You got to bring your own.
Oh. Yeah.
And even then, they'd probably like for you not to have gum because people just
spit
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to clean it up.
And when you get sick after the teacups, they call it a protein spill.
Protein spill.
Much better sounding, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it going. Looking for the right answer. Victoria, hello.
Hi.
Hey. All right, so Disney has more than 43 what in Florida?
Is it restaurants?
Restaurants.
Afraid not.
That is incorrect. That's also not the answer we were looking for because there's way more of those than that. Yeah. Just go to Epcot.
They're next to the gift shops.
Epcot's really cool because you go there and you can go to different countries.
Around the world.
Around the world and just experience all the food you want from around the world in one day without having to pay all those plane fares and all that good stuff.
Italy's pretty great.
Yeah. They even have London. They have bangers and mash and all that.
They even have London. Shepherd's pie.
Yeah. I just don't get, like, London doesn't...
Around the world, they even have London.
London doesn't strike me as a place you would...
I remember being mad at y'all because we had to go meet there, and I'm like, I want to go eat in Japan. I want to go eat in France.
Let's be honest. London is not a place you know for their food.
Right. But it's interesting. You can get, like, some shepherd's pie. Uh-huh.
Shepherd's pie is probably the best
bangers
thing.
Bangers and...
And they have a pub.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, that's right.
Thanks, Victoria. We'll keep it going here, though. Brandy's got an answer for us. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Hello.
Is it hotels?
Hotels.
Oh.
More than 43 hotels. That is incorrect.
Sorry.
Brandy, thank you for your answer.
Multiply that by about 1,000. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. They have a lot of stuff at Disney is what we realized.
They do have a lot of stuff.
All right. Still looking for the answer. Aaron.
Hey,
Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Just got to work.
What do you do?
I'm a assistant sales manager at a dealership.
Nice. Ooh. Slanging cars.
Slanging cars.
My man.
There you go.
Right slang cars.
Yeah. Did you sell any yesterday?
I did, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the end of the month, JC.
Yeah, that's the best time to buy, right?
Right.
That's what they say.
Get in before this deal expires at the end of the month.
Yeah. All the time's the best.
I know that's right.
You can tell Aaron's a good salesman right there. All right, Aaron. The question is, Disney has more than 43 what in Florida?
I'm going to say square miles of Disney World.
43 square miles of land is correct. You just won a trip to Florida. Big Al Mac, tell him where he's going, sir.
Absolutely, sir. You and your friend have won a trip to Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, the premier resort on Northwest Florida's Gulf Coast. You and a guest will fly to Florida on an airplane. Where you'll spend 4 days and 3 nights enjoying Sandestin's 2,400 acres, 7 miles of beach and bayfront, and I'm talking nice golf courses, tennis, marina, fitness center, spa, and the Village of Baytown Wharf. Plus, Mr. Car Salesman, don't take one of yours because you're going to get a free rental for 4 days and 2 tickets to the Southern Star Dolphin Cruise. Thank you. Visit Florida.
Yay. Who you taking?
I'm taking my fiance.
There you go. Oh, what's your fiance's name, Aaron?
Her name is Courtney.
Courtney. Congratulations. You're going to Florida with your fiance. That's a good man right there.
You can get those go to Disney World, get those matching bride and groom ears.
Yeah, the Mickey and Minnie.
There you go.
Aaron.
You're so cute.
You have fun out there, man. Have a good day at work, sir.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Hold on. We'll get you all set up with your trip to Florida.
Trip a day continues next week with the Biltmore Hotel, Miami Coral Gables.
Ooh. Sounds fancy, Biltmore.
Sounds rich.
Sounds very rich.
Biltmore. Not built less, Biltmore.
Speaking of taking a trip, I took a trip to the dermatologist.
I'm so glad. Men, it's so hard to get you guys into the doctor. Uh-huh. This has taken, 18 years for you to get this thing checked out?
Yeah, so I brought it up earlier in the week that I have this bump on my leg that started growing around the time I started dating my wife.
Okay.
So when we're 19, 18
it
years old.
It looks like an ingrown hair, but now it's like dark red, black looking.
It used to be just regular skin, just a little lifted, and then it started saying, hey, I want to be purple. So it changed colors. So Jenna got me to go to her dermatologist, and I was excited because I was picturing my video being featured on a similar site like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
Except I would allow my face to be in it and everything, so I want all the notoriety that comes with it.
So you did video this?
I did not video because I was going to video whenever we do the whatever puppy needs to happen.
Okay.
And I visited the doctor and I told him about Hose B. And this is what he had to say.
Well, so you've had it long enough that you've named it, which so I'm glad you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's been a few years, sir.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell you, JC, it's a totally fine and benign growth. Mm-hmm. It's very common on the legs. It's called a dermatofibroma. They often arise from some minor trauma in the skin,
trauma,
an ingrown hair, a bug bite, a pimple that may have resolved and you don't even remember having it. But for some reason, your body produces a little extra scar tissue around it, and it stays there forever. It can be removed. I wouldn't say you have to do it, but if it's getting in the way of shaving and it gets traumatized that way, we'll medically do that. But otherwise, I don't think you have to do anything about it. But it is a minor surgical procedure to remove it.
So if I get a surgery on it, I can't do anything?
Well, anytime we do a surgery on the body, we will always want you to take it easy for about a month afterwards with any activities that pull or stretch on it. Because these things take a while to get strength back, and we don't want you to have a complication and a bad scar and pain afterwards. So we generally would say take it easy for about a month afterwards.
So we can't pop it, we got to cut it.
You can't pop it, you got to cut it.
Sounds like a rap song, Doc. So I guess Hose B's going to have to stay, right?
I think he's with you for the long term.
He's pretty good. Sorry about my ashy legs today.
It's okay. A little lotion will get you hooked up.
I'm going to lotion up, and then I forgot, and then I came in here, and then you got all these pretty girls, and then I'm embarrassed.
Right, I understand completely. I have to live with that every day.
Did you see anything else I need to cut out, or I'm good?
You got your clothes on, JC, so really, if you want to do a skin check, I'll be happy to do that, but you have to trim down a little bit.
Like naked?
We can leave your underwear on.
Okay. I'd rather groom first, and then I'll come back for that.
Okay, come back.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it.
JC, thanks for coming in.
So I'm going to go do landscaping, and I'm going to go back.
Yeah, you can't leave your underwear on.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so. He says that we do have to check out.
Yeah, they check everywhere.
Check out the
guys.
Undercarriage. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it can grow, even if the sun doesn't hit that spot.
I know. That was shocking news to me. I'm so glad I took girlfriends in to do it. And a couple of us, I actually have to get something removed.
Yeah. Dr. McGinnis is legit.
He is. Right. He's great.
Are you going to get it taken off, or what are you going to do?
No, I'm going to Hose B staying.
Staying there.
Because you can't go a month without activity?
Yeah. A month?
What about shaving your legs?
I could shave around Hose B.
You got a big old hairy growth on your leg.
You don't want like a hairy, hairy spot.
I don't shave my legs. That's the one place
whatever.
In my body.
Whatever.
I don't. I got cool hairy legs.
Whatever.
Cool hairy legs.
I got cool hairy legs.
Okay.
So I'm proud that you went and
did that. I have a dermatofibroma. Dermatofibroma. Yeah.
Sure, okay.
That's what I got.
I don't have a dozen names. So earlier this week, you said that you and your wife have to go to Houston.
Yeah, we're going to Houston today for my
funeral.
Our aunt's funeral. She passed away from cancer. And Bonnie.
And you were saying that Kenzie volunteered you and your services of playing guitar
at
her services.
Oh, yeah.
And you were kind of apprehensive about that. What'd you decide?
I had decided that I was going to go ahead and do it. So I'd been practicing my set list.
Yeah, because she wanted you to play for 30 minutes, right? Like, as the people were coming in to sit down. And you're like, kids, I know a few songs on the guitar, but that's not...
Basically, I was greeting people with my soft jams. That's what I was going to do.
I love that you have a funeral set list now.
Yeah, I did. I had One Direction, Ed Sheeran, little Bruno Mars action.
Yes. How about some Don Cheadle?
Some Justin Bieber.
That's a pop funeral.
The very pop, because those are the songs I know.
Nothing classical.
And she liked those. That's
nothing religious in there?
I was going to play Hallelujah.
Okay.
I got that song.
Buy Me a Boat?
No. Buy Me a Boat did not make the set list. I had my set list all set up, and so I brought it up to my wife yesterday. I was like, so do I need to bring any, a plug-in, or I need a microphone? What do I got to bring? And she goes, about that.
Oh.
And I was like, but wait, I'm on the program. Like, I'm good.
I thought it was too late.
I'm too late. Yeah. I already committed.
Yes.
I did my set list.
You tried to get out of it, and she said you could not.
What happened?
I got demoted.
You've been replaced by a professional guitar player?
By a sound system.
A DJ?
Just a sound system, just a CD.
I would love that a DJ gets replaced by a DJ.
RadioDJs.com. I got demoted because the person planning the funeral, I guess, looked at the scans on my wall, and I have none of them. So
they decided to go and get a Touch Tunes jukebox.
It's just a playlist?
It's just going to be a soundtrack.
But the program was printed.
She says, people can just think that it's you put it together. And I said, okay.
Guitar sync?
And so and she goes, you can still bring your guitar and play it at the house. And then she paused, and I just stared at her, and she goes, some people would like that.
She heard you practicing. Do you think there's a chance that she heard you practicing all your songs and was like, I can't do this to him. He's not ready.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she's just throwing me. I think she's looking out for
but
me.
That takes pressure off of you.
You charge her cancellation fee or anything?
Yeah, I had to charge her $500.
You know, honestly, he might be too emotional.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You're close to her aunt, right? It's hard to sit there and have to play and hold it together.
When I met Kenzie's aunt for the first time, because she told me about her, and she lived in Houston, so we didn't get to see her very often, but when she told me, it was like I met a celebrity. I mean, this woman was all-time leading scorer at Kent State in basketball. She goes into speeches, and so to me, she was like a superhero. So I grew very attached to her, and every chance I had to talk to her or email her, I would, because I thought she was a hero to me.
Yeah.
And I'm also in charge of the kids, so if the kids start crying, I'm supposed to walk out with them. So it's probably better that way. That way I can't screw up the funeral and everything's going to go smoothly. So I got demoted.
Sorry.
That's all good. It happens.
Well, the Don Cheadles don't need to be separated anyway. You know?
I feel you, Al.
We're a package deal.
From now on, only doing shows with you and sometimes Alan.
More often, Al.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What you laughing at, Jenna?
I just asked her, so I go, so how should I wear my hair tonight with my costume? I was like, I think it should be like big and wild and curly. And he goes like up and tight. And I'm like, no. As soon as he offers an option, I'm like, no. It's not an option. I should have said no. How down should I wear it?
How down? Okay.
Get how
the
down?
Extensions. I love it when a girl's hair is nice, slick back in a high ponytail.
I do too, but not for tonight.
I don't know. Well, I think it's sick.
How was Post Malone?
They always say congratulations.
Wearing his hair.
Oh my gosh. Forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had no dedication. People hate and say we changing, look, we made it. Oh, we made it.
Singing this song in the car.
Bust out the solo cups. Let's have this frat party started. Come on now,
like
Post Malone.
Party though, right?
Pretty I don't know. His songs get real hyped. I mean, again, the line was wrapped around the block.
Yeah.
Now coming off of the success of your Tyler Perry interview, do you feel any added pressure
and
on
Macklemore.
This interview? And Macklemore.
Macklemore. Let's see. I think it went well. Me and him are in the same age group.
You're the same age.
You know, we've gone through the same things, it seems like. Okay. So,
moving when you were young and all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so there's like a connection there. Like, we're both millennials, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He has the number one song in the country.
He's got the number one. Yeah, he's got the number one song in the country right now.
You have a wolf t-shirt.
Which I've been getting hate on,
why?
By the way.
I love it.
With the support staff back there.
No, I love that.
I know. Thank you very much. It's
the only difference between you and Post Malone is he doesn't ask everyone for money, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has it all.
Yeah, he has it.
Because he's made it with all the music that he's made. But no, chill dude, got to talk to him backstage.
Speaking of, I just gave you $9 to get me a bottle of water. Where's the rest of it?
In my pocket. You said get what I wanted.
It's a service fee. It's a service.
Get what you wanted and you kept it?
Yeah. Try to pay with it using my card, dude. But it wasn't going through for some reason.
Okay.
So
you're hanging out with Post Malone backstage, and this is how it went down.
Yeah. What's up, Stoney Maloney? How are you doing? That's an old nickname, isn't it?
No, it's old, but it still rings true and current.
Yeah.
Nice, Alan. You had one job.
Please silence off cell phones and put them on vibrate. Yes. I also met your folks, too. So sweet. Yes, Jody and Richard, right? They are the cutest parents. Also, I told them that they did a really good job because, like, what you preach and what you're all about, it's just everything.
Hey, man. All good, wholesome American, huh?
Yeah, okay. So, and then whenever your mom called you, did she really say she done changed for congratulations?
Yeah, I mean, sounds like something she would say.
She would say,
No, she didn't say that. It's just kind of a, you know, it's kind of a culmination of what my parents have said.
So. Okay, yeah. And did Allen Iverson ever call to say congratulations?
Well, he did. He did. Whenever I met him over in Hollywood for the first time.
Oh, you finally, okay.
Didn't know what to expect, but I met him, and he was a good guy, and he loved the song, and, you know, good stuff.
Because White Iverson is what put you on the map, right?
Yeah, man, You know, it's important, and there was rumors that he was suing me for $6 million.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't true.
Yeah, of course.
It's good to clarify with the man himself.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, I figured I would have known if I was being sued for $6 million, huh?
Yeah, of course, And then also, it's kind of hard to sue someone over being an inspiration for someone, right?
No, he's a great guy, man. Yeah, people are just stupid on the internet nowadays.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. But it's amazing. And then you got your new song, Rockstar.
Yes, sir.
So good.
Thank you,
and just sounds like you're enjoying your life. life. You're living the best life.
We're having fun.
What's it like to know that, like, everything you want is just at hand?
Not everything.
Not everything.
There's still
yeah.
some things that, you know, that I'm working towards. And, you know, I don't want to look at it that way. I'm living a good life right now, but you know there's so much more that I want to accomplish and that I want to do, so I'm just, you know, rocking and rolling, figuring it out.
Yeah, and the capital, I mean the R in Rockstar is not capitalized. Is yeah. that for a reason?
Yeah, no, I'm just like how I text. I text and with no capitals because it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's very edgy, very edgelord and cool. And I just said it looks cooler that way.
All right. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Also, you got rid of your braids?
Yeah. I'm kind of going for a more natural look, an earthy look.
Yeah, no shoes either. Yeah, no you're shoes barefoot. Really, yeah. Is that how you're going to do the show as well?
I don't know.
It's a ritual for some artists.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I got some crocodile feet, so you never know. It's probably on the internet.
Yeah. That's funny. Also, I know that you're... like I guess like a little bit of a nerd, but you love medieval,
yeah.
like battle,
hell
swords.
Yeah.
So you're into Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Yeah, you're into Lord of the Rings.
Love it.
Okay, so who would win in a fight, Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Gandalf.
Well, yeah, because he's an angel,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he came back from the dead. Dumbledore didn't do that, did he? Did Dumbledore ever come back from the dead?
Wait, no, he did die, and he never came back. No, you're right, yeah. Gandalf. He didn't have no Sorcerer's Stone or nothing to be helping him out.
He didn't have something like that.
No. Okay. All right. And then that's the end of the interview.
Hey, good stuff.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, I'm not done.
So I wanted to say congratulations for Rockstar beating Cardi B. Here you go. I got you a Bud Light.
Thank you so much.
Can we crack
love
this
you too,
open?
Cardi.
I would love. Oh yeah, I know, right? Oh, she's killing it, man. Yeah. Would you do a song with her?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's open the book.
I was about to ask you what happened to the beers you made me buy you when I stopped the equipment.
Yeah. Uh huh. Look at us, just chugging two beers. Yeah.
He burped. Chugging.
Yeah.
He burped it.
He waited for me to burp too, but I couldn't.
He's got that.
Burp on command.
That tattoo on his forehead.
Yeah. The Jesus crown.
Yeah.
The thorns.
The thorn.
Yeah, around his head.
Big dad got going on.
Yeah.
He's the Jesus crown.
And that's what Kyle
got. Okay, I guess that's the end of the bit.
Yeah, that was that's the end of this bit.
The interview.
I guess so. I guess we're done,
that's
huh?
the end of this.
That's a heck of a way to wrap
Justin,
it up.
Justin, you're so good at that.
Isn't he good?
Really? Thank you, Kelly. That means so much.
Yeah,
you really are.
You really are great at it. You really are. You found your niche. As Mandy Moore would say.
If you want to catch that interview with Post Malone and the video and everything, we'll have it up at KidNation.com.
Yeah.
Pick
Homeboy was so dope. JC, thank you for the Bud Light. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For the opportunity.
You're welcome, buddy. I had to take care of the kiddos.
Uh-huh.
So Justin was my go-to. I got you, bud. And speaking of artists, American Idol's coming back, and one of the judges already tried to trademark his catchphrase.
Oh, really? Look, listen.
Oh, he's getting trolled on the internet. We'll tell you what it is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yesterday, he made us cry with this beautiful letter that he received from a person he donated stem cells to. And today, he's going to help us make you laugh. Right, Nick?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm going to try.
Yeah. No more crying.
Try.
I already put on my mascara, so I don't want to ruin that for everyone. We're going to play the match game, everyone.
Yes.
So here is your host, Nick Adams.
Well, thank you very much.
Nick.
Thank you. So let's meet our contestant, shall we?
Let's meet our contestant.
Our contestant's name is Heather, and today is costume day at her work.
Oh, really?
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. What are you dressed up as right now?
I am dressed up as a cop. We're actually, our whole department is Monopoly, so I'm the Monopoly cop.
Oh, all right, cool. Do not pass go.
Are you a naughty cop?
No, actually, I didn't want to end up in HR all day, so I'm not a naughty cop.
It's not worth it.
But Heather, you were telling me you had a little trouble finding the right cop costume, right?
I did. I went to like 7 different costume stores and finally had to just get a male costume because...
They were all so slutty.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's sad that we can't find non-slutty costumes for girls.
Why would you want some? Why would you want those?
For work so that Heather doesn't get fired.
She's not going to get fired on Halloween. You just say, I'm doing it for Halloween. No, you're fine. You be as slutty as you want.
All right.
So encouraging.
I'll tell him you said that.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay, guys. So the way we play match game is I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it.
Okay.
And then our contestants and our celebrities will write down their answers to fill in that blank. And now now if our contestant Heather matches with one of the celebrities in the room.
We're the celebrities, by
yes.
the way.
Okay.
She gets a match, and she gets a point. But points don't matter. We're just playing for fun. Are we ready to play?
See.
Okay, before we play, let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, it's Halloween.
Oh, yeah. God.
Is your costume extra slutty?
I don't understand why I was so annoyed by my love of Halloween.
I think it's your love that's making me annoyed.
That I'm just happy?
I think Al's annoyance comes from the fact that you started your love for Halloween or celebrating it in July, you know?
No, I didn't. October 1st.
Okay, October
1st. You waited.
Okay.
Do you have a super slutty costume this year?
Yes.
Is it super slutty?
One of them.
Is it sexy?
Look at the photos tonight.
And hello, JC.
Yo quiero vestirme como el Chapulín Colorado, Chuck.
Oh. Sí, mañana, sí, yeah. Muy bien. Mm. Yo quiero.
Makes me chew my tongue.
Right.
Hello, Kelly.
I'm just here to talk about Jumper.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Kelly's ready for the weekend.
Yeah,
she's over it. And finally, Big Al.
Jenna loves Halloween, and she makes...
Wow. You stumbling over your disc?
I just wrote this just now.
He was inspired.
You had all day to write it.
I just wrote this again. No, I rewrote.
Okay, let's rewind the show.
Yeah.
Like it never happened.
Jenna loves Halloween. She makes a scene. Just another excuse for her to scream. Okay, I'll read the first one.
What was the first one, Al?
He donated stem cell and made us cry, but this Halloween, someone may die.
That one was better. But dark.
Yeah, dark.
I like the dark.
But it's Halloween.
It does set up the theme for today's Match Game questions. It is a Halloween theme.
Ooh. Oh, yay.
Okay, Heather, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, remember, let's don't say our answers out loud. Here is number one. Kelly's husband, Alan, wants to wear Axl Rose and Slash costumes this year, but Kelly insisted their couple's costume be blank and blank. They have done the Axl Rose and Slash before, so Kelly insisted their couple's costume be blank and blank.
Ding.
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 All righty, Heather, let's go with you first. Kelly insisted their couple's costume be?
A sandwich and Troy Aikman.
That's so good.
That's the loving.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's a good one, Heather.
Very good. Very good.
All right, let's try and get Heather a match. Jenna, Kelly insisted their couple's costume be?
A sandwich and some lovin'.
I'm going to say half a point.
Okay.
Not a full point. A point .5.
All right.
Kelly does want to do some lovin' on Troy Aikman, so maybe.
Well, and my husband.
And JC, what did Kelly insist their costumes be?
A bit and a killer.
Great.
All right. No match there. Big Al.
A bit and a killer.
Wow.
They're matched. That doesn't count. No. Heather has to match with the celebs.
I think mine in a roundabout way might match with JC and Big Al.
Oh.
What do I want to dress for as Halloween?
What?
This makes no sense. I am not and doing it.
Oh, I am not doing it. Okay.
Yeah. Big killer. My original,
thing, right?
Yeah. My original answer was nothing and nothing, and then I realized,
I am not and doing it.
Yeah, Heather, I get that
for my family in Mexico.
Matadora Day Tuesday.
Heather got half a point there in that round.
Half a point.
Kelly, do you have a costume idea for this weekend?
No, I do not plan on dressing up.
Perfect. Here we go to round number two. Big Al had a spooky nightmare.
Ooh, how spooky was it?
He dreamt he was being chased by blank.
Dang.
Dang.
Wow. He dreamt he was being chased by blank.
Boom.
Al has a long answer.
Wow.
Dang. Lightning. Heather, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Let's go around the room. Heather, you are first. Big Al had a spooky nightmare. He dreamt he was being chased by...
Okay, I love you, Big Al. His baby mama.
Great guess.
That's a great guess.
I like
that's
the great. Plural on that. That's
yeah, right. Good.
Let's see if we can get some matches. Jenna, Big Al dreamt he was being chased by?
The IRS.
That's scary. Another, too close. Too close.
Good answer. No match there. JC, Big Al dreamt he was being chased by?
A child support judge.
Good one. That's close.
Kelly, Big Al's spooky nightmare. He was being chased by.
It is a dream, so I said a paternity test.
And finally, Big Al.
Y'all have a theme going, but I don't. I said.
You had a spooky nightmare. You were being chased by
a giant worm from a bottle of tequila.
That's so bad.
It's a giant worm. It's scary.
Have you seen worms this slow?
A giant worm.
It's a dream.
There's nothing to do with your.
How are you gonna tell me what's perfect for my dream?
How about real service dogs? Yeah. That was my other guess.
All good answers all around. Heather's still on the board with half a point from the first round. Here we go. Number three. Jenna was scared to death last night when she looked out her window and saw blank in her yard.
This is scary.
Ding.
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 Okay, here we go. Heather, you're up first. Jenna was scared to death last night when she looked out her window and saw blank in her yard.
The owner of her house trying to get back in early.
Oh, good answer.
So good. That's scary. Yeah. Stress dream.
Get out of the perfect house you love. All right, JC, you're up first. Who or what was in Jenna's backyard?
A beautifully lit up Christmas tree, Chuck.
Yeah!
Not too soon.
It's too beautiful.
Too soon.
Good answer.
Scary.
Kelly, last night, Jenna looked out her window and blank was in her backyard.
That Raya date from Iceland.
That was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Worst date Jenna has been on, and it was overseas.
Don't go on a second date on a trip.
All right, Big Al, let's go with you. What was outside in Jenna's backyard?
Her mom, Candy, doing plant chat with Candy.
I almost wrote that down.
Good answers all around. Heather guessed the owner of Jenna's house. Jenna, let's see if we can get her a match. What was in your backyard?
Christmas decorations.
Another match. Not the right person.
Right now.
Okay, here we go. Final question. Heather still has half a point. JC was horrified when he found blank in his kids' trick-or-treat bags.
Dang.
Dang. This is really what I fear the most.
Oh, dang. Really?
Well, yeah, Kelly.
No joke.
Okay.
Dang.
All right, Big Al is in. Heather, you are up first. JC was horrified when he found blank in his kids' trick-or-treat bags.
Stuff from his father-in-law.
Oh. More stuff. He's mailing it to the neighbors now, JC.
So good.
Heather, I love you for that answer. That's so good.
All right. Let's see if we can get Heather a point. Jenna, let's go with you. What did JC find in his kids' Halloween bags?
Pieces of Eminem, the rapper.
Oh.
Dark.
No laugh from JC on that one.
I don't know. I kind
of
like that.
Pieces of Eminem.
Good answer. No match, though. Kelly, what did JC find in his kids' Halloween bags?
I said Donald Trump campaign flyers.
You go knock on the doors for 2020, JC.
Oh, you missed it.
The Wall.
Isn't that funny? That's JC's favorite game show, The Wall.
It is, huh?
That's all right, Big Al, let's go with you. JC was horrified when he found blank in his kids' trick-or-treat bags.
The bump on his leg.
I'm going to throw up.
All right, JC, we still have no match for Heather. You're her last hope. You were horrified when you found blank in your kids' trick-or-treat bags.
Nothing but yellow starburst.
I think we got a match. Her and I did on the first one.
You got half a point on the first one, Heather. How much is half a point for, Al?
That gets you 4 bonus points, Heather.
That's the lowest amount we've ever given away.
Awesome.
Maybe a keychain.
You'll find something from the bottom row. Please go to our store at KidNation.com. Search for our online store and pick out the one prize that's 4 bonus points.
Yeah, there's only one prize, Heather. That's 4 points.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Thank you for playing, though, okay?
Thank you.
And have a happy Halloween.
Awesome. Y'all too.
All right, Heather. Be a good naughty cop out there.
Yeah.
Not naughty.
Even though you're not naughty, but we know you are.
Naughty cop.
Yeah.
Handcuffs.
Come on now.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.